The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
She hasn't been that bad, a few minor disciplinary situations, but overall, she's been... a good inmate.
Sheriff Joe, as only he can in his particular way, talking about the notorious Miss Arias and the fact that, boy, that is, when we talk about our justice system, that's a story that goes on and on and on. And where are we at this point in that saga? I thought this would have been wrapped up a long, long, long time ago. If you remember, we've had some people on to talk about the justice system and talk about some of the cracks in it, or where we're headed and in what direction we're headed in. And so I love that Sheriff Joe says, yes, he's been a good inmate. If it weren't for the fact that, there was this problem with a certain murder that we're trying to still unravel all the strange details of it, then she'd be okay, actually. And we wouldn't have to sit here and try to dissect whether or not she really needs to die through the death penalty means that are available on the table. And that's just a little tiny piece of some of what is happening in our justice system. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Whether it's Jody Arias or something else, let me tell you, wherever you are hunkered in and listening, I think the big, big, big story is there was major action when it comes to ISIS and targeted strikes, and five Arab nations were part of it, including Jordan and Saudi Arabia. So this was a very, very big deal in Qatar. U.S. and the Arab allies targeting ISIS in these Syrian strikes. Intense bombing. Multiple Islamic State targets in every spot that they could find that they had marked. It's the first military intervention in Syria for the U.S. since the beginning of the civil war. Remember when the Syrian civil war. So the U.S. might be paying the price for not arming the rebels, as we now have found out 2 years ago, even Leon Panetta over the weekend saying that he was advised by all the top military people to go for it, to arm the Syrian rebels. Because this ISIS group was frightening, some of the things that they were doing. So it didn't happen. Fast forward to 2 years later, and here we are, backs against the wall, stroking a $500 million check. Not feeling great about it, but realizing, what do? Do we just push away from the table? Especially when we have 20 years in Iraq. And we can't go back and undo what's happened in the past. We can only move forward. When you have 200,000 people, a wall of people just running for the border that Syria shares with Turkey, that tells you something. There is no moderate in this particular group, the Islamic State. And that's why the Arabs made their own statement in several of those countries that joined in, because they're standing up to the Islamic State. And they're saying even they're not going to tolerate what's happening. They're not going to tolerate it. So a heads up was given to anyone in and around the areas that were targeted to try to prevent collateral damage. But it looks like the airstrikes hit their mark. Training camps would have been hit, which would be great. and also some of the places where they were getting more supplies, resupplying themselves, in other words, they also were hit. So some big places on the map when it comes to training and recruiting, and when it comes to loading up the groceries, so to speak, all of that targeted and hopefully knocked out. Whatever it takes to get the job done, and with the Arab nations. And since we are sucked into the quicksand of the Middle East, it only behooves us to make sure that this is going in the right direction. At some point, there may be a cutoff point with no timeline flying around, or this already will go on for way too long, but could really drag out. And we don't want to see that happen. We don't want to see that happen at all. In the meantime, Lois Lerner decides, I'm going to do a sit-down with Politico, and talks about the fact that it wasn't her fault that nothing happened. She had nothing to hide in her spot at the IRS, where she was charged with deciding whether you get that tax-exempt status. And so many of the Republican foundations and groups were told, well, they weren't even told, they were pushed aside before the latest election. So Daryl Issa is someone you can never talk down, the House Oversight Committee chair, and he's pushing for Lois Lerner to testify before Congress because in the media he's saying she asserted her innocence. She says she's not sorry for anything. It was her first interview since the scandal broke 16 months ago. Do you believe it's been that long? 16 months. And she claimed she didn't do anything when she refused to answer anything before Congress, but did she just talked about lots of things with Politico. I mean, talk about a comprehensive piece. How many of you have had a 38-word story written about you? I bet not too many. I don't think so. Doubt it. And by the way, you know, she talked about, I'm proud of my career and job I did for the country. Lerner, if you didn't know this, is also in her career, has been a lawyer. But she pled the fifth. And she says the reason that she did that is because they didn't want her to say anything. And that because they knew she couldn't say certain things back when she was asked questions. And she said that's what it was about. And her legal bills have been pretty high, apparently. She gets $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year in pension. But, of course, she can't get work someplace else because of being in charge of the IRS tax-exempt office when the agency was singling out the Tea Party and other conservative groups that applied for the tax-exempt status. I mean, they should just tell these politicians in the politician's handbook, just consider everything that you do, stop, or say is going to be tweeted, texted, or photographed. So pay attention to what you're doing. Because here she won't say anything, and then she has this huge, lengthy interview where she doesn't apologize and doesn't say anything about the reasons why she won't answer the question. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
So how about it? The Scots, are they going to go it alone? Or will they stay tethered to the UK? Latest updates, Scotland votes no to independence. A lot of shirts that said no thanks. That's what they're saying, that the votes to stay in the United Kingdom, they have decided that, in fact, they'll reject independence. After 31 of 32 declarations in the referendum, the numbers are in, and the 55% says no to independence. So I think there's a few people that are disappointed, and there are others that are elated, because now there are a few things that they will get help with or continue to receive from England that they wouldn't have been able to get, like the naval protection, where you've got the Navy ships right there. So isn't that interesting? Scotland voting to stay in the United Kingdom after rejecting independence. Isn't this great? America Tonight Live, 55.42% had voted no. The no's have it. All right, as I said, so many of you like to throw your two cents in, particularly when it comes to the mail, so let's check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Tomcat, that's a nickname for Tom Cruise and his ex-wife, Katie, whatever her name is. Anyway, Tomcat says, hello, sister.
Man, I gotta say, you have a splendid swing when it comes to your voice and America Tonight. I really, really like the show. I promise you I will call in the next couple of weeks. I like that, weeks. In the next couple of weeks. So Tomcat says, Kate, I love that you talk about the quicksand in the Middle East. It is so true. Everywhere we step, we start to sink deeper and deeper. There is no win there, is there? No, there's no win there. Let's hope it. Listen, if they could just exterminate ISIS, if they can get rid of the big threat, the people pulling the strings, get rid of the little threat, get rid of all of it, of course. It's like Al-Qaeda. We used to talk about, we've got to get Osama bin Laden, we have to get Al-Qaeda, we have to get the deck of cards, we have to get ISIL, we have to get the Taliban. We got a lot of gotta-gets. But I think ISIS is number one on the list right now. So the arming of people who we have no idea what their allegiance to is, I think, is cockamamie. It should have been the Kurds, or at the very least, it definitely shouldn't have been the Syrian rebels. That scares me. However, if there had to be some sort of boots on the ground, it couldn't be the United States. There is no way that we would swallow that. There is absolutely no way. This one from Kevin. Kevin says, hello, America Tonight and all of the listeners. I hope you read my letter. I am more than excited about the prospect of watching the A's roll through the playoffs to get to the World Series and eventually clinch. I am thrilled beyond belief to be in week 3 of the NFL. But on the other hand, I am so disappointed in our Congress to take $500 million of your hard-earned money and mine and turn that around and stick it into a budget that has to be passed and use it as training money for those Syrian rebels. Big, big mistake that'll probably come around and bite Obama in the butt. Bite him in the butt. All right, so I already mentioned that Scotland votes no to independence. We did have somebody that wanted to write a note about that, and I got this one from Gary probably not too long ago, who says, it looks like they are leaning toward no, Kate. Who do you think that demographic is, older or younger? Oh, I think it's young. I think it's older who's voting to say no to their link to England. But it would have been a different game if they had decided to go it alone. And I heard that's the way it was looking. So the whole no thing worked out. Probably you had people that were on talk shows and they were talking more in depth about the economics of it. What does that mean? You know, you go it alone, you vote, and you voted alone. Okay, so now you have your independence. Then what? Woohoo! The celebrating's over. We have a country to run. We don't have the world's second biggest navy. What do? Are we vulnerable? And, of course, the answer is yes. Yes, yes, yes. Also, another email that I loved, this one from Ferguson, who says, hey, Chicky Poo. I don't know that I've ever been called that. I started to follow your show. I live in Sarasota. I like it. I know that you are into a little bit of the economic news, and every once in a while you have somebody on to talk about the stock market and why things are the way they are and how it comes back around again. Did you see the Alibaba IPO? I did. That happens on Friday. That was, I guess, an open-ended question. And they're saying that this would be the largest ever. It would give Alibaba a market valuation for their stock of $167.6 billion. You know who that surpasses? Iconic
companies, U.S. companies like Walt Disney and Boeing. It would also pounce e-commerce folks like Amazon and eBay. And, of course, have massive financial firepower to expand in all kinds of markets. I mean, listen, here's the thing that you have to know about Alibaba and why it's interesting to talk about is because, once again, you know what this is? This is what they call a juggernaut. For these strong investors, this is Chinese e-commerce all mixed into one. So we're talking about the whole enchilada. That's what the group does. That's what the company is about. And they are raising the cash, boy. That's why they know this is going to explode. The Bank of China. And I guarantee there's going to be plenty of U.S. people that will pony up some money on that IPO. I mean, there's already orders, I suppose, that are in. And if you hit it just at the right time, especially, you know, how money makes money, the high net people will probably make some big money on this, of course. I don't see how this one crashes. But what does it include? And it's very rare where you have an IPO of that size for a company that we don't know very much about. Oh, yeah, the Chinese bank and... It's a really cool thing that they do. What is the really cool thing? Somebody said that to me today. It's a really cool thing that they do. So thanks for the question. I appreciate it. You're paying attention. How about that? They're selling 320 million shares. So that's about 13% of the company, by the way. Two-thirds of the shares are being sold by shareholders who are going to reap something. There's one like Ma. They're going to reap $867 million. That's a few reasons to get up early, huh? Head into the weekend, Alibaba. All right, quickly, let's hit another one here. And this one is from Harry, who says, all right, all right, all right. Thumbs up, the Scots. They got a few brains left. They vote to stay hooked to the United Kingdom. I don't think that's what you thought was going to happen. No, I thought that I thought they'd get the independence. The vote was pretty close, but I thought they were going to go independence, that a lot of the younger people were going to end up voting, because they even let like 17 and 16 year olds vote. But nope, didn't happen. All right, coming up next in America Tonight, you know, we have this thing called the Ryder Cup. Yeah, Team USA taking on the Europeans in Scotland. It's been a long time since we've been able to win on foreign soil. Wouldn't it be nice to see it happen this time? We're talking to a former Ryder Cup golfer, Kenny Perry, on the flip side.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow, she got Betty Davis eyes. Unheath you, she'll unheath you, of a better job.
So once again, the mailbag is completely filled to the top, so we don't want to waste any precious time. I always say this 24/7, you have any thoughts you want to send them our way, do it americatonight.net. Let's head there and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
Gary has this to say, Kate, finally it's underway, and I agree with you. It's hard to criticize for all the people who have called in to bash Muslims. I have to say I'm impressed with Abdullah finally doing something and the other Arab nations jumping in as well. I suppose they had to, but they did. They didn't shirk away from that, and it's exactly what had to happen. I guess enough said on that. I believe ISIS or ISIL or whatever you want to call them will be defeated. It's just a matter of time. The time part is the hard part to swallow after everything that we've been through in the Middle East. But we've already written the check, so to speak. So away we go. Absolutely. So both chambers approved last week $500 million, and we're getting $500 million worth of training
for the supposedly extremely vetted Syrian militants that are going up against the Islamic State. I mean, all you have to do is see some of that barbaric, slick video and what they're doing to the people, and it just makes you sick. Even if you took the Americans out of it, it's horrible to look at that. But then you put the Americans in it, and, you know, I know there's people that saying, some people will say, well, they went there and you knew how dangerous it was. Well, sure they went there. So do we say, well, if you put yourself in that situation, forget it. We don't care what happens. Of course not. And we were already in the middle of this. But once that video was released, it even brought it home a little bit more. I suppose that these Islamic jihadists, this Islamic State, didn't realize the rippling effects the video would have on the Western world. The Brit and the two Americans had a big effect, of course. And the fact that the Arab nations are involved just seals the deal without a doubt. All right, this one from Joey, who says, Kate, I haven't sent you an email in a while. Sorry about that. I've been super busy. I've had a weird schedule. I have been listening to the show, but I work sometimes around the clock. Sometimes I'm off. I won't go into big detail with that, but suffice to say, it's working, so that's the good news. As far as all the people that are defending Adrian Peterson and, oh, that's what we do, and that's in the South, that's how we hit people with the switch as a kid. Give me a break on that one, as you would say, because it's not true. I grew up in the South. I have deep Southern roots, and sure, back in my grandpappy's day, he had to go out in the back and pick a switch, but certainly not in my time, and I'm 40 years old. It doesn't mean I never got a swat on the behind. But my father never drew blood when I was 4 years old. How can people sit there and defend Peterson? It's ridiculous. And then the charges about another kid? I think he's getting what he deserves. If I were the Vikings, I wouldn't want to touch him again. I don't understand what people are thinking when they come to his defense. I suppose they don't care and it's only about football. All right, remember, if you want to throw in on the mailbag, you can always do it, americatonight.net. One other quick one. This one from Larry, who says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing about celebrities. What's happened to our culture? Do you ever turn on the TV and see how much coverage is over what those Kardashian women are doing or what Angelina Jolie and her husband are doing? I'm surprised they even know their names, to be honest. But it's pumped out there so much in between anything that I might watch. How can you not notice it? Are we that celebrity crazed? Yeah, the answer is yep, because those magazines sell, and that sells, so people buy it. That's the answer to the question. It is way over the top, though, absolutely. But in television, it's about selling the bread, and they're selling the celebrities, and they're making the money on it. That show Entertainment Tonight, it's been around for, I want to say it's been around for like 30-some years, I think. But then all the offshoots of it and the TMZ following people around and sticking the cameras in their faces and whatever. I mean, I agree. Who cares? If it's an intriguing story or there's something that's interesting, I mean, fine. But all the little, I mean, every little movement and all of that, it's like the English do with the royals, how they just follow their every step. I'm sorry. I'm with you. I don't get it. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Had to put my headphones down. Here I am. Sorry about that. You know, I got about three or four things for you real quick, so don't cut me off too quick here.
I won't.
Okay. You had a thing where I was waiting. You know, what have you waited the longest for? Right?
Yes.
I have waited for you to change your mind about the Muslims.
You are the worst.
I know. Okay. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today, and a woman from rural Nebraska called in, and her husband took in a car. They have a wrecking yard type situation. And in the car was a bunch of identifications from one Muslim man with identities at numerous airports where he had worked. And all kinds of jihadi type stuff in there about blah, 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 la, 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 Death to America type stuff. And so they called Homeland Security, and the Homeland Security person says, was this on federal land? And she said, well, no, we're rural Nebraska. And he says, oh, well, we only respond to federal land complaints. How about your local police department? She said, we don't have a police department. We're too small. He says, well, are you close to an interstate? She said, well, yeah. He said, well, flag down a highway patrolman and tell him about it. Homeland Security. Okay.
Homeland Security, baby. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now,
that's a brutal story.
Now, we are going to have a situation here. ISIS is going to have to respond. And when they do, there is going to be one hellacious attack. I mean, I don't know what it is that they got in plans, but I know that there's something going on out there. It's just a weird feeling. Okay, and when it happens, Abdullah, little friend that called in, said the guy in Texas was nuts about his feeling that the Muslims better get out of the country, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you what, Abdullah, this is the situation. When this happens, you better have some place to go, because there's going to be a whole lot of people looking for anybody with the Muslim moniker. Okay? Okay, that's the only warning I'm going to give you. Now, let's see. Where was I? Let's go tell you something else. I can't.
You're going to tell me a joke?
I wish I had. Oh, I'll tell you what. I've told you one before. Did you hear the one about the grasshopper that came into the bar and landed on the bar?
No, what happened?
Well, the bartender looked at him and says, hey, we got a drink named after you. And the grasshopper stood up on his back legs and said, you got a drink named Irving?
But I'm stealing
now,
that
now
one.
Now you tell one. Now you tell one.
Oh, I'm terrible at jokes.
Oh,
are you kidding?
On,
I steal all
on.
Yours.
I've been doing this for you for years, and you've never given me anything. Come on.
You have to wait. I have to come up with a good joke for you. Mine has to be good. I'm not going to give you a lame joke. My jokes are too lame right now. I'm working on it, Dan. I promise you. You call in tomorrow, I'll have a good joke for you.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, it's interesting. I hope what Dan says, of course, doesn't happen. And look at how well we've been able to weather all the threats that have come our way. And trust me, the threats are there. If there's one source I have that I consider to be incredible and credible is somebody I know at the Pentagon. And there have been threats, and then some of them you're aware of, because eventually the stories will come out. When there's enough safe distance, or somehow somebody gets a hold of it and it gets reported because of what happened like at Times Square a few years ago and whatnot. But there have been so many other things that have been stopped. A lot of the intelligence people really are doing a good job. Not that anything hasn't fallen through the cracks and it could have been disastrous. Of course, yes, that has happened. And I hope nothing happens in this country. I mean, we always hear threats, death to America, burning of flags, we hate you, and all kinds of anti-American sentiment, depending on the day or depending on what's going on in some other place. That's not anything new. The game has changed, though, and most of the people who are deep into intelligence really seem to think the scarier thing facing us in the United States is the lone wolf terrorist, is the person who becomes radicalized and gets all jammed up in the I Hate America movement and can't really figure out his identity anymore. Could be a her, because there have been women, but usually men. And then they do things like go over and fight with ISIS. I mean, which is insane. Hey, I'm an American. I've been able to do anything I want to do in America, but now I hate you, and I'm going to run over there and hang out and try to catch up with them in Syria or Iraq. And, oh, yeah, and I still have my passport, so hopefully after I get some great training, I can come back and terrorize my own country. Really? But they're the ones who are the scariest, and that's what they're talking about a lot of times in these intelligence meetings, trying to stop them before they become dangerous and turn on all of us. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Where you've been frustrated because you can't find Wi-Fi and you start to see other people that are pitching fits. I cannot tell you over this past summer how many different places that I traveled to where people, it just seemed like they were losing it because they assumed Wi-Fi is universal. It's everywhere, isn't it? Regina Lewis is helping to solve this conundrum. In other words, she's working with Comcast and Xfinity. She's a consumer reporter for USA Today. It's the ever-complicated question that we all ask, what's up with the Wi-Fi? Hey, Regina, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course, thanks.
So I remember it was a big deal in my hometown when you could go downtown to parts of Philadelphia, and it was like free Wi-Fi. You know, one of the first cities, you can go outside, boom, you get free Wi-Fi. But now it seems that there are places where it's hard to find Wi-Fi. What's going on? Are we crashing the system?
You know, it's a big country, and there's a ton of demand. I mean, look no further than the iPhone 6 sales this week, and here come the holidays where we're only adding more devices. So there's not a demand problem. if you're one of the people, you know, selling this or selling devices. But, you know, even the head of Alibaba last week said, come on, America, get your act together. We're behind. Of course, you know, we had the whole broadband wave. Many other countries had just leapfrogged right to wireless. And so there's a bit of catching up going on, but it is going to be the big players. You mentioned I'm working with Comcast. They have 500,000 free Wi-Fi hotspots. Have pledged to have 8 million
wow.
by the end of the year. So pretty rapid growth. And it's going to take big players like that willing to make the investment. I mean, that's just what it takes in this country.
Yeah. Some people will wonder, because, you know, we're also paranoid about what's safe, what isn't safe, hackers and what's happening. When you go to public places, like I mentioned, Philadelphia, downtown Philly, but a lot of people hang in coffee shops like Starbucks or My Panera's. I don't even know if they're selling scones anymore. They're definitely giving up space to people who are officing out of it. But so they must feel pretty comfortable there. But when you use a public place, for the people listening, should they feel like they're safe?
You know, I think it's how you use that public space. So there's and this is an evolving space, and I think a lot of people are focused on security. But if you're there and you log on, for instance, if you're an Xfinity subscriber, they give you your own dedicated spot, if you will. And so you authenticate just like you would through for online banking. And you'll hear a lot, I think, increasingly about dual redundancy, two layers of protection. You know, but just even that one extra, hey, is this your photo? Can you, you know, spell out what you see on the screen? It makes a gigantic difference. If you don't have those checks and balances in place, then, you know, it's a little loosey-goosey. It's very much a public parking lot. So I think it's not so much the Panera. It's when you get there, do you just log into their free public Wi-Fi? Or do you say, hey, great, it's awesome that there's Wi-Fi here, but I'm an Xfinity customer, and so I'm going to go that route, in which case you do get the dual layer of protection.
Yeah. So somebody whispered in my ear that you are one of those technology people, and of course you are because you're advising, as we talked about. So do you have, like, multiple computers, tablets, phones? I mean, do you just have a bag full of technology, and then when you go, are you just pulling out that Wi-Fi? Tell me. I know you got a Wi-Fi somewhere on you. I know it.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny. You know what? I'm going to plead guilty. I have a very, very wired home, a very wired handbag. I also, in a blended family, have 6 children, ages 12 to 22. And I was at, AT&T this week, and I said to the guy, hey, you know, you still have parents coming in just horrified with their bill, and, oh, my gosh, you know, how do we run up these charges? Because, you know, my husband, heaven help you, if you use the roaming charge to watch a video or download a song, he's, you know, adamant about taking advantage of Wi-Fi. And I was surprised. I thought he was going to say, oh, no, less so. And he said, yeah, it still happens. And so that's the other thing. You really have to look at what are your Wi-Fi options, you know, what's costing you, what's not, when you're in between spots, you know, tell your kids, even yourself, curb your enthusiasm, careful what you do in between Wi-Fi hotspots, because there's a cost to that as you run up your data usage plan. So I think the good news is, as there are more hotspots, people should start to see their cell phone bill come down.
Oh, that is good news, because you think of how high they can be. You mentioned how many people do you have in a family and all that kind of stuff. And
oh,
is it that you're
oh my gosh.
Around?
One bus ride home from school and you couldn't wait to watch that YouTube video or the you know replays from the football game. And the next thing you know, you're getting text messages from your telecom saying you've gone through your usage. And it's, you know, the eighth of the month. You've got 28 days or, you know, plus to go.
You got to love that. And there's, you know, there's other ways, and you know this, it's like power packs. You probably have one of those where people go, you've got something where you can just charge it automatically too, because that used to be the big problem of plugging in all your gadgets, but there's ways around that. And as you said, you can log on, you have your own login. So with the companies you're talking about, Xfinity, etc., and how perfect is that? Because then you know it's always with you, so it's so much easier than trying to play sort of a Russian roulette of is there going to be Wi-Fi here or not, right?
I'm a big fan of redundancy. Obviously, if you work with USA Today and multiple media outlets, you know, you can't have the excuse of I didn't file the story because I couldn't get on, right? Like you might as well hold that thought because there's no excuse. So for business reasons, I think people put a lot of redundancy in place. But here's the other thing that's happening. Increasingly, people have high-speed home networks. But home is now where the hotspot is as well, so that when people come over, so we have a lot of study groups in our house, or try to. We actually have a lot of football players coming over after games. And the first thing, you know, when they walk in, they want to log on, right? They all have phones in their pocket. And rather than give out your home password, you can now, and again, this is a free add-on because they just saw it coming. So through Xfinity, they create a home network. So you can say, yeah, you know what? We have home wireless as well. If you're in the house, you're allowed to use it, log on as a guest, or authenticate as you would otherwise. And now you're not giving it inadvertently giving out your password. I'm not saying people are ill-intentioned, but, you know, the more people you give out your password to, the higher the odds something's going to go wrong, which is a great way also not to slow down your network. Because I see kids coming through the door, and I think, you know, I love having them here, but I've got work to do, and the network's
right.
about to slow down. And so this is, you know, a separate path that helps with that volume. And here come the holidays, Thanksgiving, et cetera. And, you know, your guests, if you ask guests now, would you rather have a comfortable mattress or the person you're going to visit, would you like them to have high-speed internet access? They say high-speed internet access. It's a total deal breaker if you're hosting family. They want you to have that. I mean, they want to be able to watch the football games on TV, but you better have wireless too.
Boy, no kidding. What do we do before Wi-Fi? What do we do? How do we live?
Well, you know, I mean, God love AOL, right? So that they brought the world online, and then we've ramped up. And, you know, our need for speed is only going up, and it's great to be having this conversation now because, you know, as a parent, if you think about what was that, you know, remote control car or the train set, if you didn't have batteries, every parent bought every kind of battery just in case because you wanted to have a fail-proof Christmas morning. Well, now you better make sure you've got the bandwidth in place or all of these gadgets are going to flop by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a really good time to say, hey, you know, are there options? Well, there's been a lot of upgrades throughout the country. So the speed you have, there might be a better, faster speed now available that wasn't available even 18 weeks, let alone 18 months ago. So it's a good time to kind of check and up your game before the holidays kick in.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you brought that up. So last one, you know, when you call, is that something you should ask, Regina? You know, there's a lot of people listening at different levels of what they know
right.
about technology. So when you call and you're getting service, should that be one of the things with the need for speed? Should you immediately ask, well, what am I getting? How fast? That kind of stuff?
Yeah, I always suggest asking for the range. And, you know, play to the middle if you are, unless you're a small business or unless you, you know, are willing to throw money at it and say, hey, we have, you know, gazillion devices as I do, and I'm willing to throw a long pass at this. But at least know what the options are. And hopefully if you're working with a great customer service person, they'll ask you, well, how do you use it? Do you do a lot of this? Do you do a lot of that? Do you watch television on your tablet? And work backwards from your usage patterns. But I think a lot of people probably have speed upgrades that they may not know about. And I wouldn't have said that even a year ago. But if you were going to upgrade your speed, if there was a time to do it, it's probably now in advance of the holidays.
Yeah, very, very well said. All right, Regina Lewis, consumer reporter for USA Today. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It was fun hanging with you.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.